This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorn.
Well, here in the studio, we have Dorcas Chia. Dorcas, you've come all the way from Perth here through to our Sydney studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Dorcas, quite an extraordinary life you've lived, from living in Canada, Singapore. You're a qualified lawyer in New York City as well as here in Australia. Tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do.
I think, I don't know how to describe myself, but I think I would say I'm a lawyer to begin with. That's my training. But I like many things. I like doing many things. I like learning. I love learning. Mm. Like whatever it is, I just want to pick it up and go with it. So I think I just love everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what type of law did you study?
It's just general law, but I worked as a commercial lawyer for a while. So working in property and contracts.
Mm. And whereabouts were you born?
I was born in Canada, Vancouver. Okay. But my parents decided I was a bit too far away to move there. So they went back to Singapore. And then about 17 years ago, I came back to Perth. I came to Perth and I've stayed there since.
Okay. And what do you do in Perth at the moment?
Right now, I work in a university as a compliance consultant. So I look at policies, I look at compliance management plans, making sure we don't go belly up as a university.
Wow. So that's more about safety, or is it more about just making sure that we're doing everything according to the book? Or?
Yeah, it's a general thing. So over all the safety, financial, every aspect of the university.
Yeah. And what do you love about it?
The university? I like that.
And being a compliance officer at the university.
I like that it's open to many things. Mm. The university has changed a lot. I studied there as well, and now I'm working there, and I've seen it change. The atmosphere, the attitude of the people working in Curzon University, it's grown a lot. And people take a more serious attitude towards compliance now, which is good.
Mm.
We should be more on the ball with how we act and how we do things. Mm. We shouldn't be doing the minimum, we should be doing more than that.
Okay.
So yeah, I do like that.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit more about something that you really want to make a difference in the world.
One thing I realize is because I like so many things, I've always felt maybe I should be more of a specialist in one area. And I've always
And
felt
that's what most people teach as well. You have to be a specialist in one area. Is that right?
Yeah. And I always felt like maybe something is lacking because I'm not that one specialist. But I'm starting to realize that maybe I can use my skills in being kind of good or good at everything to draw it all together and actually be good at being this generalist, drawing it all together.
And what exactly is a generalist? Like, it's a very popular word now that people are starting to use, but I don't quite understand exactly what it is. I think it makes sense. Tell us a little bit more of what you believe a generalist to be.
I think it's somebody who draws from every aspect of different areas. So I might not be very good at design, for example, but I'd be willing to go to a design course and learn something from there. And maybe 10 years down the road, whatever I learned from there will come useful. Mm. So I think that's what a generalist is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it like sort of a jack of all trades?
Yeah, and I don't really like that phrase. I know jack of all trades describes it quite well, but it seems a bit negative. Mm. I feel like we need to give it a more positive view on it. It's not bad to know everything. It's not bad to try everything out. In fact, I think we should encourage it more. People get a bit stuck thinking a certain way and thinking there's only one way. But if you opened up your mind and you explored different things, I think you could learn so much more from other people.
And do you think that this is becoming more popular now because people don't really want to fit in one box or fit in one specific thing? Nowadays, they want to keep their options open. They want to explore various areas of life from a commercial sense, but also from a career sense. Would you say that it's becoming popular now because, you know, I recently heard someone talk about being a polymath.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you would see yourself as?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yes, it is becoming more popular. I think people are being more open to the idea that we can be good at more than one thing.
Mm.
In the past, I think people always had careers for like 30, 40 years and they were happy with that. Well, that was the way it is. But the economy is changing.
And we've been told that as well. Yeah. Just have this career and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, but the economy is changing. You need to be good at many things. You need to be adaptable. You need to be quick to learn and, you know, just change with the times. So
would you say that is a lot to do with the way that technology is coming in as well and really making human beings' jobs obsolete because technology is now taking over that. So being this generalist, you can really pick up anything and you can bring together various experiences into one holistic role. Is that how you would see what a polymath or a generalist would do?
Yeah, I think so. Like you say, technology is taking over a lot of jobs. I mean, in the law industry, you can see that a lot of lawyers are going to become obsolete with technology taking over. You can put in information and a contract comes out within 2 seconds, much better than I would have been able to draft. So unless I had...
And foolproof as well. Yeah.
And no typos.
No human error.
Yeah, none. And if unless I can have more skills to think outside of a computer can think, I would be made obsolete.
All right.
So, yeah.
So if there are people out there right now that think, okay, look, I only really have one skill, but maybe I need to upskill myself, or maybe they're actually really worried about technology taking over their role, so they want to now explore becoming a generalist or a polymath, what would some things be to encourage people out there to think, to say, hey, look, maybe you can do, we can be good at more than one thing? What would some things that you would suggest for them to do today?
Go and try something new. I've always thought I'm not good at drawing. That's how I've always thought about myself. I failed art. I mean, who fails art in primary school, you know? It's supposed to be creative and encouraging, and I've always thought that way, but one day I challenged myself. I said, no, maybe I can be good at drawing. So I took up a drawing class for adults. And
just recently?
Well, yeah, last year.
Yeah.
And so I went from not really being able to draw my hand to having a realistic drawing of my hand. So I'm quite proud of that. And it's a very small thing, but if you take small steps every day to challenge yourself in different areas and just saying, no, maybe this is not me, but maybe this is who I could be, and maybe this is what I can learn and how I can function, just challenge yourself. You can do it. Anybody's done it. You know, it can be you.
So it's like, in a way, it's like rewiring your brain. And we say this now that neuroplasticity is actually a true thing, that we can rewire our brain no matter what age we are. So what you're saying is that just simply try something. Just launch into something that you've been always curious about, yet it's always been something that is either too hard or in the too hard basket. Yeah. What you're saying is just try it.
Yeah, we're actually more limitless than we have told ourselves that we are. Stop putting those limits on yourself. Just go try something new. I mean, in the past, people would have been good at 10 fields of science, art, literature, and it wasn't a big deal. It's quite normal. And I think we have told ourselves, no, let's pigeonhole ourselves into one area and stick with that. But you can be so much more.
Yeah, look, yeah. And that's great. And I think this is a lesson that everyone needs to hear in order to embrace tomorrow as well, because we don't know where tomorrow is going. What's something, Dorcas, that you're looking forward to embracing, something new? Is it, I don't know, you want to be a race car driver, or you want to be a police, you know, what's something that you're curious about to embrace something new for yourself?
I love languages. I wish I could speak more. I think I should. Well, I want to. I want to learn languages. My dream is to be able to go to a cafe and be able to overhear everybody's conversation without them knowing that I can understand them. And then turn around and give them one word, drop it in and be like, boom, I can speak your language.
Yeah, that's it. And wherever you are in the world.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Dorcas, really fascinating topic and a real relevant topic for tomorrow's world. Mm-hmm. What does Dorcas do in her time to recharge herself, to be the greatest version of yourself here on this planet? What do you do to recharge yourself?
I do so many things, but recently, and I quite like this one, I used to be really scared of fish. I used to think, I've eaten so many fish in my life, they're staring at me, they want to kill me. So I could not walk into fish shops, I could not walk into aquariums, but I challenged myself. I said, okay, just breathe in, just go in there for 10 seconds and come back out. So I've done that. I got over my fear of fish, and then I got into scuba diving, so that's what I do regularly quite recently since last year, and I go about maybe once a week if I can.
Wow. And have you now got your license, your paddy scuba license?
Yeah.
Look, Dorcas, that is amazing. I've also done mine as well, and there's nothing better, as you know, when you're down underneath the water, you feel so free.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Hey, Dorcas, thank you so much for coming in, giving us a great message about how we can possibly be in the future. So we really appreciate you coming here in the studio all the way from Perth, but look, before you go, we have this little thing on our show, which is a challenge.
Sure.
And it's the 10 question in 60 second challenge. Dorcas, Chia, do you accept the challenge?
20 seconds, let's do it.
All right. Dorcas, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Oh, everything. Fried chicken. I love fried chicken.
Deep fried, yeah.
A whole bucket.
KFC?
Right now.
We can share it. Favorite celebrity?
Oh, I like Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
About 20 years ago, though, so not right now.
Favorite actor?
I do like Brad Pitt still, yeah.
Do Brad Pitt. Yeah. Favorite professional speaker?
I feel like I should say you, but I do like Joel Osteen. He's this Christian preacher in America.
Yes, yeah, I do know. I've heard of Joel Osteen. Great, great speaker. Favorite book?
It's always the one that I'm reading at the moment. And right now I'm reading this book about embracing all your strengths.
And what's it called?
Refuse to Choose.
Refuse to Choose.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. Favorite movie?
The Lion King. I love cartoons.
The Lion King.
I've watched it 20 times.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think I've watched it 21 times. Favorite city?
To visit, I love Zurich in Switzerland. It's like boring, but it's so clockwork. Everything works on time. I love it.
Yeah. That's great. Favorite drink?
I like water, actually.
Water?
But I love beer. But yeah. I love water.
Maybe both mixed. No, maybe not. Favorite pizza topping?
Cheese. Just cheese.
Cheese. Just plain cheese. And Dorcas Chia, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
Elephant.
An elephant? Why is that?
I've never eaten an elephant.
Really?
So it's quite, it's immune to humans eating them, so it should be safe.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and they're cute.
Yeah, cute and edible. Okay.
Yeah, not edible.
Not edible. Yeah. Dorcas, thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
That was fun, actually. Thank you.
Well done, mate.